Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Keep calling, I ain't picking up. Better yet, I change my numbers for the whole winter. Damn, it's so cold in the winter. Keep calling, I ain't picking up. Damn, I'm so cold in the winter.
You gon' be at La Marina all summer, so you gon' hear this remix all summer. Get winning crush Wednesday. I just still winning crush Wednesday. Wasn't even Wednesday. It was Wednesday. He like, why you ride with him? She like, we just friends, babe. Before anyone else, please. You ain't got no man. On your pic selfies. I be taking wealthy. Balling in my pictures. You be fighting over. Balling all the front money. Could have got behind it for free. I got this pretty one in Cali. Tatiana Ali. I got a New York Dominican. Plastic cup body. Mommy thinks she Holly. Call her tatted up Dottie. Got a crew in Miami. I call her Dot Angel. Even if he wipe you, he cannot change you. B.O.
Keep calling, I ain't picking up.
Yeah.
Keep calling, I ain't picking up.
Yeah.
Told you, I'll be back around June. Told you, I'll be back around June. Better yet, I changed my numbers for the whole winter. Damn, it's so cold in the winter. Keep calling, I ain't picking up. Damn, I'm so cold in the
winter. I move right, I stepping with the German on me. So much beef, I got the party with the burner on me. My chain chunky, my wrists all chunky. My pockets all chunky, chunky. Throw me, huh? Quick cup, you love it, she wants the limelight. She about to get you in, she boy, get your mind right. Sparkle after sparkle when the bottles come. She got a nice city, glad you bought her some. Starts in the bartender, they be imperfections. Turned up for lust, heard it with gusts. In Sin City, I'll f*** on them hoes pretty. Substitute pity, I'm filling in for Biggie. Now watch a model chick, turn to a bottle chick. You hit the lotto, swimming around my grotto pit. Don't call it Tyson crib, this is my estate. And that's so money, I'm getting picked.
Keep calling, I ain't picking up. Keep calling, I ain't picking up. Told you, I'll be back around June. Told you, I'll be back around June. Better yet, I changed my numbers for the whole winter. Damn, it's so cold in the winter. Keep calling, I ain't picking up. Damn, I'm so cold in the winter.
Yep, that is how we do it up in here. Hey, it's Hump Day Wednesday. We call it Relationship Wednesday. But tonight we're up close and personal with Big Bub. And y'all remember today, yo, they're stopping past to hang out with us tonight. It's 904 in Tampa, Florida, 604 in Santa Ana, California. Hey, what up, world? Thanks for rocking with us inside TM Hyman Radio. Hey, real talk. Real people, real times. It's a lot going on right now. Here in the state of Florida, our current governor, Rick Scott, from what I understand, pledged $100 million today, $100 million, to keep that seat. Listen, do you know how much kickback you get in to spend $100 million to keep a damn job? Do you understand how much under the table money is being gleaned. Hey, listen, Charlie Crist is on it. He's already campaigning. He wants to get back in the seat for the people. Y'all know Florida is upside down with laws and policies and everything. Listen, rock your vote. Register to vote. President Obama's up out of here in 2016. Listen, it's not that far away. T.M. Hyman Radio, your hip-hop informer, Tampa, Florida. Let's go up to the DMV, then we'll come back down. Hey, Save James, welcome to the show.
Yo, what's good, man? Feeling better today. You know, a little more better recuperated. Funny story real quick. I was in the gym just now, just doing me my quick set on the bench, B15, knocking those out, and I get a buzz on my phone. I said, oh, damn, today is Wednesday. Let me get my ass home. Get ready for this joint tonight.
Hey, we glad you on the wheels of steel, homie. St. James, the DMV. Hey, Plant City, Florida brings us that very hot chocolate intact, as always. Mama, welcome to the show.
I am here. Happy Hump Day, Relationship Wednesday, every great day on TM Hump Radio. What's up, people? Glad you got your swagger back, Save.
Yeah, he's back.
I'm back on my horse, son.
Yeah.
Definitely back. He got shot in the mouth on Monday for those, like, he's back from what? Got shot with a few doses of, what was that, Novocaine? You know, had him, like, whoa.
Felt like I got shot for real when he took that wisdom out of my mouth, B.
All right. Hey, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we are up close again. Yo, with that dude, Big Buff. Hey, Bob did that Lionel Richie Zoom. Not too long ago. Yo, that was hot.
Yeah, hold that, though, because we got a little bit of controversy that, you know, came about in the last couple of days with that.
We're going to talk about that. Hey, we want
to
get up to speed with Big Bub and the entire group today. They're hanging out with us tonight. We'll be right back. TM Hyman Radio Live. Miami, here we come.
Woo!
It's playing, trust me.
July 18th through the 20th, Miami. Hey, we're broadcasting live from Miami, July 18th through the 20th. Hey, meet us then.
Explain.
Can't.
Long intro. Long intro. Welcome to Mother Me.
Here we go. Hump Day.
Mary.
July 18th to the 20th is No Sleep South Beach in Miami. We have a great venue, good people coming down. Make sure you go online, nosleepsouthbeach.com, get your party passes and also your hotel rooms at a discounted price. It's going to be a great event. We're going to be turned up. We got promoters from Philadelphia, Atlanta, D.C., DMV, and New York. So you know it's going to be a great event. We look forward to seeing you down there. We're going to party all weekend long and enjoy the beautiful weather with the beautiful people. No Sleep South Beach.
We want you, too, to enjoy the beautiful weather with the beautiful people. And we're going to be broadcasting live Friday, July 18th. You don't want to miss it. Hey, come hang out with us. Hey, log on to www.nosleepsouthbeach.com. If you tell them you heard it here, you'll get a $25 discount off of a all-access pass. I think it's 5 parties, 3 days. It is going down.
Crazy.
The hip-hop informer, T.M. Hyman, and coming to you live from Tampa tonight. It is 8:14 in New Orleans, baby. What up, Woody? Hey, let's go on to Charlotte and welcome Madam CeeLo Boston to the show. What up, Ma?
What up? Good afternoon in the morning time. How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, we
what up, kids?
Hey, we got today. Today, the entire group hanging out tonight. And you know what?
I nutted up. That was the first group I ever nutted up over. I'm so fierce.
Oh,
Lord.
Wait.
What was that word?
I fell out in the middle of the street, swear to God.
but can you repeat the word, though? What was the word? You what?
What?
She
nutted up is what she
nutted
said.
Up. Like, I lost my mind. I became a nutball in the middle of the street. I couldn't even make it to go get the autograph. My mother went to go get the autograph and pointed at me. I was running in the street. I swear to God, this is the first time they ever.
Well, listen. We want the world to get to understand who
this ought to be interesting.
You nut up. And ladies and gentlemen, we have the entire group today. My man Chief, Big Bub, West, Love, they all hanging out. Fellas, welcome to the show.
Yeah. Hey, what's good?
Now, CeeLo Boston just revealed to the world that you were the first group that made her pass out. Now, how many times recently have you heard that? Because I know that you all are on tour, you're doing dates, doing shows again. You still getting the same vibe from the ladies? Are they still passing out and, you know, throwing panties on the stage and such?
Well, yeah, it happens. We had our share of, you know, panties being thrown at us, you know what I'm saying, all that good stuff. You know.
Victoria, ain't no secret at your show.
That's what's up. Make sure the smell is proper, though.
Oh.
Smell got to be proper.
Yeah, it got to be proper, baby.
Yeah,
the essence of a black, the essence of a Reno.
I can dig it.
Okay, before we get sidetracked, fellas,
okay,
please introduce yourselves to the world, to our T.M. Hyman Radio listeners.
All right, fellas.
T.M. Hyman listeners, this is Chief from the group today.
And this is Love.
And this is Wes. What's up, y'all?
And what's up, world? It's your boy, Big Bob. Was
Billy. I think I heard Boston say she was going to pass out again.
And just as a side note, she confessed on the air that she only passes out when she actually busts a nut. So you guys are doing a good job.
All I'm going to say is buckle up and enjoy the ride, because St. James will definitely help keep you entertained this evening on our interview. So. Okay. All right, so tell us what you all have been doing recently as far as touring and dates.
Well, myself, this is Big Bob. I've been doing a lot of, you know, running around, touring, you know what I'm saying? You know, still, you know, next in the country that was, you know, them hits and everything, and the fellas and I, you know, we getting ready for this overseas tour. We're going to go smash them over there real quick and then come back and smash the States, you know what I'm saying, with them big hits, you know what I mean?
right, right. So,
Hey, no holds barred, man. Okay, ask the question. You know, my fellas, we don't play that. We're going to keep it getty. You know, you know what it is.
I didn't know what my parameters were, and now you've opened the door for me, so I appreciate it now. The biggest question that I want to ask is what made you all stop touring? What made you all stop working together initially?
Well, who wants to answer that? I mean,
This is Chief right here.
That's a combination of things.
Yeah, a combination of things, man. You know how record labels are. It wasn't anything to do with us. Basically, it's the same old story that you hear over and over. You know, the record label, you know, do that divide and conquer. You know, we were young, didn't know no better. You know, money got the best of us, egos and everything. And we was just like all the rest of the groups. You know, we were young and mature and, you know, just lost our way. You know what I'm saying? But we were brothers. You know what I'm saying? So it was the label that separated us from the entertainment. But as far as, like, brothers, we always, you know, we always going to be tight. You know what I'm saying? It just was business that kind of got in the way.
Right. And, I mean, that's a very fair and honest answer. Most groups that are in your position and you ask them that, they're not going to give you that realness or that truth. So
I appreciate that. Yeah.
And keep it real, Chief. They wanted me to be in Boys and Men, too, man. Let's just keep it all the way funky with them.
Right.
Hey, we need all the funkiness. We need all the funkiness.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's the, you know, the separation of the group. You know, like she said, you know, it was immature and everything. At the end of the day, you know, they didn't want to, you know, stand behind the group today anymore. And they came to me, Big Dog. They wanted me to be in Boys to Men. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't going out like that. You know what I'm saying? I was like, if you can't, you know, do it today, it ain't going down.
Right. What point was that?
That was doing Why You Get Funky On Me, right, fellas? Around that time we was gearing up, you know, we put out Why You Get Funky On Me for house party, soundtracking, you know, everything, you know, just to keep the, you know, the group alive, because we was going through the whole transition of leaving management and stuff like that, and it was just crazy at the time, you know what I'm saying? But we just, you know, from there, it was a wrap. We put out the album, I Got the Feeling, which is a record that's on Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so can we talk about the management and the transition between the two? Because if you're not in the know of that, you really don't know, and you have to kind of be, you know, seriously connected in the industry as far as truthfulness to know the details of that transition. So can we maybe take a break and then come back and get into that real quick?
Yeah, let's get dirty.
All right. And then, but, you know, we only have an hour tonight, but you all are always welcome to come back, you know, and we can talk about anything else you want to talk about. But I want to touch on that Zoom controversy from the BET Awards the other night. So we'll take a break. We'll come back. And then
you got it, baby.
Let's go. CM Hyman Radio. We'll be right back. We got the group today with us.
Right.
CM Hyman Radio Live. It is 9:25 p.m. here on the East Coast and 6:25 p.m. on the West Coast. Everybody in the middle, you know, figure it out. We have, we are CM Hyman Radio Live. We have the group today on with us.
Word.
Hi, guys. Glad to have you guys on. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you, baby.
Pleasure.
No problem. I was going to say, go ahead, Hot Chocolate, because I know you wanted to ask them a question.
Pick back up on that question.
Yes. We were talking about your management transition. And after, you know, we go this way, we go backwards into, you know, the early part of your career and then jump back quickly. But your transition from Motown under Gerald Busby to Teddy Riley, I know that,
It really wasn't a transition from Teddy Riley. It was his management. You know, we stayed on Motown Records.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But we didn't work with Teddy Riley on the second album. We didn't work with Teddy.
That's the album that brought about three hits.
Yeah, I Got
one
the Feeling and Why You Getting Funky on Me.
Okay.
And what else did we put out on that single, fellas? On that album.
I Want to Come Back Home.
What you know about the Want to Come Back Home?
I did my research. You like that, huh?
All right.
So, okay, TM wants to know some questions about House Party and how that came about. So, TM, jump on.
Well, I mean, I had to actually get back on my research grind, too, because, you know, I think Zoom, I connected with that, you know, as far as recent, but I think I just connected with Bub out the gate. I had to go back and research. I remember today, but wasn't clear on the songs. But when it took me back to House Party, I was like, wow, House Party.
Oh, yeah.
How did that even come about back then? How was that deal negotiated, you know, because y'all was like, you know, young dudes, but that was a major move.
It was crazy. We were, like you said, the transition with the management, right? You know, they were trying, right then and there, they were trying to separate me from the group. Right then and there, they were trying to separate me from the group. So I flew out to Atlanta, right, Chief? What's the love? I flew out to Atlanta, and I recorded the record. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, yo, fellas, this is going to be the record right here that's going to hold us over until we finish, you know, the second album, which is called New Formula. And it was for, you know, the House Party soundtrack. And, you know, it happened to be a big record for today. You know what I'm saying? And after that, we started, you know, we completed the album. It took us a while. And we finally finished the album. Then that's when we dropped I Got the Feeling.
Yeah.
Right. The transition before that was it was rough because we were leaving our management and also a production team. So we got new management and we also got a new production team, which we loved the new music and stuff, but it was a difference. So we had to navigate through all of that.
Right.
That really wasn't easy, but the songs are great songs. And I believe somewhere along the line, I kind of felt like sweat speaking that we didn't get the push that we needed on that second album. That second album was hot.
So, like, from your experience, this is Madam Boston. From your experience, guys, and I want you guys to answer this, you know, one by one, of course. But what difference do you see in the artists from, like, when you guys were on, like, the top of your game to the artists that feel that they're on top of their game nowadays? Do you see a loss of artistry?
Oh, that fellas.
Who first? Who up?
Doesn't matter. Go, let's rock.
This is Wes. I feel as though it's like the artists changed. I believe that these singers and entertainers are very talented, but they attack their music differently from how we did. We were more discreet, more smooth, they're more outright with what they're saying, but I guess it's cool if it works for the audience. But for me, I kind of like something kind of laid back a little more, not so outright and straight, so direct to the point. You know, for me, you know, it's cool, but I just think they need to kind of tone it down a little bit. You know, but if it's working for them, what can I really say?
All right, whatever. Go ahead, Chief. Whatever. Let's keep it funky. Go ahead, Chief.
There's a lot of artists that I like. There's a lot of artists that I really don't like, you know. But I think that the talent is the same. I just think that the way that they're taking it is just more vulgar. I think it's not hidden anymore. Like when we used to do songs, it was out there. We did a lot of, you know, stuff that was really intense, but we knew how to hide it. Right now, it's nothing hidden, so there's no sexiness to it. You know what I mean? So
right.
I feel like they're taking it a dangerous place. But, you know, this is the way the world is going, so the more people support it, the more we're going to have it. You know what I mean? So that's what I feel about it.
Right. Let me ask this real quick. And we need everyone to give us three, I think, to kind of help to balance this thing out. In the Whip CD deck right now, who are the top three artists? What are the favorites? What CDs do you play the most? You know, the artists. So just give us the name of the artists. Three that's in the deck, in the Whip, when you just cruising.
Hey, y'all, I'm going to keep it funky. This is Big Bob. I like some of these new artists, some of them, but I don't play none of that stuff in my joint.
So who are the three artists in your Whip? Who are the three?
I can listen to some Today and some Big Bump stuff, because that's what I'm working on. I listen to some Raekwon. I listen to some gospel, definitely, you know, should I go in, you know what I mean?
So Bub, Today, and Raekwon, that is. Hey, Chief, who are the three artists?
Right now, honestly, I would say Mary, I like them. I listen to the OJs a lot because I'm old school. You know what I mean? I love the OJs, so I listen to them all the time. And
number
I keep,
three?
You know, I keep the Michael Jackson anthology in. So that those
MJ,
are my three right there.
All day, yeah. MJ all day. Wes.
All day.
Who's in the deck, Wes?
Oh, man, I'm loaded up with that Gospel Wow, them Gospel Wow joints, man, you know, the various years, man.
Hey,
you know what
I understand.
Man?
We got to keep Jesus close. I understand,
yeah.
Doctor.
Amen.
Hey, Love, who's in the deck, brother?
I'm going to keep it real with y'all. I'm letting you know this. I get exhausted when I listen to radio today. I'm telling you. I'm sorry.
Who's in your deck, bro? Who's in the deck?
Who's in the deck? some old school Today stuff, which is unreleased, never heard before, by Chief for Love after Bub, you know,
exclusive.
And left.
Exclusive.
I listen to that because it's coming out. It's going to come out. We're going to put it out.
Word.
Nice. I love my Usher. I like the old Usher, actually.
Word.
I like the old Usher. And sometimes
that's
a little gospel here and there.
Word. Okay. Hey, we like Usher here too, bro. And we gonna pause for the calls. It's 9:34 here in the land of TM Hyman Radio, and we feel blessed to have these talented brothers here with us tonight. We gonna pause for the calls. Come right back on the other side. Hey, what up, Chicago?
Cause you're such a good
guy.
Hey, you talk Usher up. I had to do it. Sorry.
Yes, sir.
Around the world, I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Give me holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang.
Wait a minute, wait a minute.
Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. The devil is a lie.
You do it so good, you blow my mind. You pull it out, then you open fire. You make me want to tap out every time. The pretty little thing is so fine. I think that she a winner, she would be a keeper. Cause she's such a good girl. Kiss it like you.
Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Bang, bang, bang. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Just get sugar, you'll get it near. Taste so spicy.
You pull it out, then you open fire. You make me want to tap out every time. The pretty lips leave me so inspired. I think I got a winner, could be a keeper.
Arrive by me, use a cover girl. Living well, lady, watch the chrome spin, Gorilla Grill. Check out the million dollar lady, GS spins, niggas with all the wins. Baby girl, slide in, let the Lex bird, nigga, massage your skin. What's your name, Lex? Last name, Diamond, icy earring shining. What's your occupation, crazy rhyming? Use a queen killer, so I'ma fill you like eggs on. Woo and Jodeci is like cousins. You see me posted at the garden party. Sweat dripping on my fly shit, rolling with some niggas robbing. What $1,000 links on? Yo, shorty got money in the stash to drink on.
Every time I close my eyes, I wake up feeling so horny. Can't get you out of my mind. Sexing you is all I need. I would give anything to make you understand me. I don't give a damn about a thing.
What must I do?
What must I do?
I want a freaking baby in every freaking way, yeah. Every freaking day, every freaking night, I want a freaking baby, your body so freaking tight.
Yeah, yo, sit back, kick off your feet up on my glass table. Grab the remote, baby, check my niggas on cable. I got the Hate Love album plus Soda said, roll this up, the easy water's in an ashtray. Full moon skunk weed up all up in the room. You got the munchies, ice cold milk and Lona Dunes. How you like it, baby? I like it on the sink. You freak me, butt naked in a long mink. Yo, I like my pad, are you warm? Study is long, play it off. If my wife call, you're my cousin Dawn. Solomon had many wives, I see many thighs. Stab me like knobs. I'm trained by your chinky eyes. You raise a baby, this is stick up, throw your legs up. You fake freak in the morning, cause at midnight you gave up. You had me harder than the roll of quarters. You felt the snakehead, you can't cook, you can't fuck, stick your actors head. Hit the icebox, rinse, grab me a barrel. Can't explain it no clearer, you be the one lately staring in the mirror. Jodeci style, Casey, JoJo, Dalvin, Devontae.
Woo! Oh my gosh, that took me back. TM Hyman Radio Live, 9:43 p.m. here in Itty Bitty Plant City, your girl Hot Chocolate. Dave James Adams, CeeLo Boston, TM Hyman, and our boys from today, Bub West Love. Woo, oh my gosh. Wait, I know I forgot somebody. I'm trying
Chief,
to catch my breath.
My
give
dude,
me a second. Chief, I'm sorry.
We ain't gonna
I'm sorry. Trying to catch my breath. The Jodeci and Raekwon and Ghostface remix, word to my Wu-Tang tattoo, boy. I'll tell you the truth, that took me back. All right, now, there's a couple more minutes left in the show if you want to weigh in or ask fellas a question. 917-889-3926 is the number, and you can go back and listen to any part of the podcast probably about 20 minutes after we get off of the air. However, I want to jump on the Zoom controversy real quick with Bub. Now, if you don't know, the BET Awards took place Sunday, and they honored Lionel Richie with, was it the Lifetime Achievement Award? Or
correct.
That's what
correct,
I say.
Correct.
Okay. Correct. So everyone who is an aficionado of good music knows that Zoom was one of Lionel Richie and the Commodores' biggest hits, and that Bub did a phenomenal cover of that song. Do you hear me, people? No, phenomenal, though. And when, I don't need, who performed it, Bub, on the awards? Bub, are you there? Oh, no. Did he drop off?
Okay. No.
Okay. Well, we have a little bit of tech
issue with mics.
Yeah. We're trying to get Bub's mics straight.
You continue. We'll work
right
on it back.
While we're working on that, right. The Twitter universe and Instagram universe blew up because Bub is very interactive with his fans, and he has an Instagram page that I follow, and I saw his fans, when I mean go to bat and stand up for him, like, I'm trying to figure out a name for Bub's fans. Like, Rihanna has the Navy, and Beyonce has the Beehive. Like, Bub needs his nickname of fans, his fans a nickname too, because they stood up for him and, you know, basically voiced their opinions and their concern as to why he was not chosen to honor Lionel Richie. And I mean, I had that question too. I just didn't know, you know, that many other people were thinking the same thing as I was at that exact same time.
Right. Yo, this is Chief. So I was wondering when I came in, right? I didn't even see the whole thing, but when I was out, you know, on the road, but when I came back, like, he was accepting this award, and I was like, man, Lionel Richie. So I was like, man, did they do Zoom? Because I was thinking myself, like, wow, that would have been big. You know what I'm saying? So
huge.
I didn't even know if they even
huge
sung it. Did they even sing it?
I don't think so. I don't even
think
so.
I don't
even think
they even performed
tribute
it.
No,
it wasn't
sung or performed because Chris Rock actually made a comment at the end, you know, about Zoom should have been, you know, performed
in there
because his mother loved that song. That's what
there you go. And so
hello?
Mine.
Can y'all hear me?
We can hear you, sir.
Y'all can hear me?
Yeah.
Well, this is the thing, you know, like I love Lionel Richie. He's a true legend, hit maker, pin game is crazy. I think it was out of his hands. And, you know, and I got love for Stephen Hill, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you know, I think it was looked over, it just went over their head because at the end of the day, nobody really knew about Zoom until I did it, my generation. You know what I'm saying? A lot of, you know, like this generation, they
didn't
really
know about it.
You know what I'm saying? So when they was like, yo, how y'all going to honor Lionel Richie? Y'all got Big Bob up there from the group today.
Right.
Not doing Zoom. But it was all good, you know what I'm saying? You know, my fans, you know what I'm saying? And they attacked BET hard, like, yo, man, I want to boycott them. That was whack. And I was like, dang, nah, you can't do that to BET. You know, I mean, it is what it is. It happened. But I put on Insta video, let them know I can sing it raw and uncut, you know, 15 seconds, and let them know what it is. But, you know, big ups to Lionel Richie.
Right.
It is what it is, you know what I'm saying? Fans, I'm sorry.
What are we going to call your fans? We need a name for your fans. Like, B has the Beehive, Rihanna has the Navy. What are we calling your fans?
Today fans.
How about the Bubba Lovers?
The Bubba Lovers. That's cool.
Hey, speaking of fans, we haven't done it the entire show. Let people know how they can follow today, how they can follow Big Bub, how they can follow each of you as individuals.
Right.
All right.
This is Chief. You can follow me at Chief at Today on Instagram. You can go to todaysback@yahoo.com.
All right. This is Wes, Brother Wes 360 on Instagram. And the same thing, contact is todaysback@yahoo.com.
This is Love. I'm going to keep it real. I'm still in Stone Age, y'all. Listen, but I do
don't give us your beeper number, dude.
Two-way pager.
Hey, I might go back to the flip phone, man. But I do have an email address. I mean, you can catch me that way. I'm in the process of working on my business email as well, all of that good stuff. You know, I'm at lmccain423@gmail.com. You can reach me there. So
Big Bub today. Yeah, I'm Big Bub today. Just plain Big Bub today. Big Bub today on Instagram. Big Bub today on Twitter. And you can hit us on todaysback@yahoo.com.
Right.
And if anyone is trying to book you, who can they contact in relation to that? Because I see you rocking on the resurgence of, you know, the male R&B group. You know, you're back on that wave. So
actually,
todaysback@yahoo.com, or right. You can just hit us. You know what I'm saying, on Instagram or Twitter. They know what it is. DM. You know what it is. You know, stay working, baby. Stay working. Right.
Yeah. For the single, today.bandcamp.com. That's for the single. You want to check out?
Yeah, that's for the orchestra joint.
That's where we're gonna put our. That's where you can purchase our stuff at or listen to it.
And what is the name of the single? Orchestrate? Right.
Yeah, it's an inspirational joint. You know, today we're doing an inspirational album. It's gonna be awesome.
Right. And where can they get it again? What's the website? One more time.
Today.bandcamp.com.
Today.bandcamp.com. Hey, log on. Support the group. Hey, Today is back. Fellas, for artists who are trying to break into the game today, and it's a multitude, what you said is real. The sound has changed.
Keep it real. The sound is mono, man. You already know. Everybody's singing the same notes. There's no identity. There's no soul. People ain't making love no more. This is Big Bub talking. You know, it's like, what are we doing here? We're not making love no more because they're not making love records out here.
Somebody said it. So let me give a question out. So somebody said it earlier. they said that, you know, we're much vulgar. And I
right.
think what you're saying, which you're alluding to, Bub, is where I'm going. You know, there is the words are different. You know, there's no
oh, yeah.
riddle to it anymore. There's no
right.
build-up. There's no
right.
there's no cordage.
It's explicit.
You know,
yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
We're vulgar with it. What advice, in the midst of an industry that has shifted, the game has changed, the bottom fell out, the internet kicked in, right? I mean, that things are digital. How do you still take a talent, a raw talent, like the talent that you fellas had, and make a business out of it? Because the fundamentals are the same. The game has changed, but the fundamentals are still the same.
That's a good question. I think this is Wes. I think that you have to capture the things that are the same, the true things, the talent. The talent is there. What we're looking at is maybe challenging people to write songs that are awesome, that relate to the heart, and not just so physical. Try and create some an avenue where people feel like their lives have been impacted, because those are classics. Those songs that you can play like these classic songs, these are songs you listen to for a long time, because these songs have a lifetime impact of maybe changing somebody's life or making somebody feel better out of a bad situation. And these songs will create business because those checks will keep coming, you know, and people will always reach out and hear those songs. You guys know how radio works, you know.
Absolutely.
Radio is your best friend. It's your best friend.
Absolutely.
Imagine having a nice classic song, you know, changing people's lives. And so that's what I think. You know, just harvesting the ingredients to change people's lives.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for that feedback.
Yeah.
Anybody else want to drop jewels on us?
Yeah, man. Yo, man, listen, man. We coming. you know what I'm saying? Today is coming. We're gonna bring some substance back to this thing. You know,
show us how to do it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you already know, you know, today is doing the album. You know, I'm still doing the Bub Ballads album. Well, my fella's going to help me out with that Bub Ballads album. You know, I got to make a whole, you know, Making Love album, man, because people are not making love, and they're not even loving anymore. People don't even know how to love. They just throw it around. You know what I'm saying? It should be felt. Love should be felt.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And they're not doing that anymore.
This is love. I'm going to add to that. Ben, you said that, Bub. We were always known as this up-tempo group. We had great ballads that were never really played. And this is what we want to give them as well, because we had that. And the world didn't experience that. Unless they, you know, they had a personal copy of it, but it wasn't heard on the radio.
But it was heard around the world when we did all those Coliseums, baby. We ain't do too many clubs. We did arenas, baby. We did Madison Square Garden.
Mark.
We did the Cotton Bowl. We did 120,000 in Charleston, West Virginia. You dig? They fucked it. Big numbers. Big numbers. Around the world, baby. It is what it is.
I feel it. Yep, international.
And it's still going down now. Let's go.
What's the next date? What's the next date? Where y'all performing next?
Well, we just got offered to come overseas, so we're getting that together right now. We're going to go overseas, you know, Australia, Amsterdam, New Zealand, and stuff like that. So they're getting that together right now. They got to get those numbers right, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Word.
Get those foreign numbers
affairs.
Right. Yeah,
foreign
first
affairs.
And foremost.
We like foreign affairs.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. It feels good, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It feels good. So, you know, the fellas, we getting ready for that. You know, we gearing up for that. And plus, you know, with me doing the, you know, reality show and everything, I don't want to reveal. Well, I can reveal it. But me and Albie Shaw, Steve from Troop, Dwayne Wiggins from Tony, Ralph Tresvant, you know what I'm saying? We're going to be doing a lot of crazy joints. It's going to be crazy, and me and I'll be sure got the syndicated radio show. We're about to close the deal on that. So, you know, we
Big Bub, Al B, and Ralph Tresvant.
dope.
And Steve from Troop.
Wow.
And Steve from Troop and Dwayne Higgins from
Straight
Sony. Sony, Sony.
Hey,
so
hey, we definitely
right
want to play. We want to play some Big Bub, some Today, some something. But before we get out of here, so ladies and gentlemen, we can go ahead and wind this thing down. So we can leave you with a taste. Hey, log on to what's the website one more time to pick up the new inspirational project.
Today.bandcamp.com.
Hey, log on, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, take us home. Let's get up out of here. Hey, thanks for hanging with us, fellas.
Man, hey, love is love, baby.
You, man. Thanks for having us.
Hey, y'all can come back, man. This like flew past, man, so we're going to have to get y'all back here soon.
I know, man. We ain't got another hour. I'll pay for the time, baby.
That's what it is.
it ain't about time. It definitely ain't about time. We in the summer, bro. We a 2-hour show, and we scale back an hour for the summer. So actually,
right.
what we going to do is we going to stay in overdrive. We're going to go into overdrive at 10 o'clock. We'll keep the conversation going, but the people listening to us in Baghdad and in Germany, they're going to lose us at 10 live.
Hey, well, you tell them in Baghdad, man, they got to chill out over there. They got to chill out over there in Baghdad, because there's a lot of things going on.
Yeah, the troops are listening,
man.
You tell them, bub. The troops are
listening.
Hey,
yo, listen.
Right now,
to all the troops out there in the troopettes, man, we are sending our prayers and everything out there and asking God to cover y'all out there. And all the people out there, man, all this war and all this foolishness, we don't need that. We need harmony. We need some peace. We need some unity, because it's serious out here. It's serious.
Right.
So we're sending that covering. We're sending that covering out there right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Word.
Cover them from the spiritual warfare.
Day long. Hey, we're up close and personal tonight with Big Bub. And today, ladies and gentlemen, at 10, we're going to lose you. We're going to leave you and lose you if you're listening to us live. Hey, we are going into overdrive because, we got some pretty important dudes hanging out with us tonight who got foreign affairs on the table. Hey, big
right. You better believe it, baby.
We going to pause, come right back. Hey, we're going to give you a little bit of taste right now. TM Hammer Radio Live. Hey, it's 9:59.
Oh,
what
yeah.
up, world?
All money.
You know, Gene.
Ow.
I don't know why she's
ow.
Doing, you know what I'm saying? I'm playing. Is it a real true fact that she's getting fucking on me? Man, look, listen. I'm the B-Dog G. Let's do it. Were I thought you were sugar and fine. Just kidding, sucker. Ah, y'all like that. Well, I thought you were sugar and spice. Girl, you tricked me. I fell in love with a smile so nice. Holy moly, you know your loving is getting mighty cold, yeah. I might as well get my hat and a winter coat and go to bed on a block of ice.